Now, kids, I need your attention. If you're a kid in the auditorium, would you just help me out? Raise your hand. We have all masks on. It's hard to tell sometime. All right, very good. We've got a number of kids here. I see some adults raising their hand, and that's good. It's great to have you. But let's go ahead and get right into this, because there's a story that's been on my heart that has just been burning to tell you for at least most of the day, and I've struggled to contain it. I've even told some adults that I've come across. So listen, this is for you kids, but this comes straight out of the book of Joshua. Now, Joshua is an amazing book. How many of you know what testament that is? I need a child in the auditorium to tell me what testament that is. Yes, back here, say it loud. Old Testament, you got it. Yes, it certainly is. And Joshua is a book of triumph. How many of you kids, you like a good fight or a battle? You love reading about conquests and that sort of thing. How many of you do? How many of you? My hands are up. I love that. Well, it's what Joshua is all about. And Joshua is not about defeat, but it's about victory. So great things happen in the book of Joshua. And God's blessing is poured out upon his people because they are doing right. And things sort of culminate towards the end of the book. And the story that I want to talk about just briefly tonight comes from Joshua chapter 22. Joshua 22 is so special. The foes have been defeated in the land. And one by one, the tribes are coming up to Joshua, and he is giving them land that they can claim as their own, all over Canaan. And so one by one, they step up and they smile real big. And Joshua says, all right, you're going over this way. And they hustle over there because they're just so excited to start their new life in Canaan and begin it in their area that they've been given. Well, it gets towards the end. Some of the last tribes, and actually 2.5 tribes, come up to Joshua and they say, Joshua, we're so excited for this day. We're excited to claim our land. Now, the 2.5 tribes were a little different than everybody else because they had already been given land. And this happened before they ever came into the land of promise. Those 2.5 tribes said to Moses, said, we would like this land on this side of the Jordan for our people, if that's okay. And he checked with the Lord. The Lord said, all right, you can have this. So they already knew where they were going. They were excited to get back there. So Joshua blesses them and he sends them out. Now, this is the first thing that I want us to remember. And that is, when we're obedient to the Lord, blessings always come. And you say, Brother Scott, I think Pastor says this about every week. Well, I want you to get it because it's so true. When we do right, oh, God blesses every single time. And just as the obedience of the children of Israel paid off into them receiving land in the Canaan, we will get a payoff as well. Pastor Pittman likes to say, payday is coming. How many of you kids have ever heard him say that before? Payday is coming. And it's absolutely true. So they were excited about the blessing of God because they had done right. They go back to the other side of Jordan and they get there and they realize this. You know what? We're further away than all the other tribes, which means we're also further away from Shiloh, which is where we're supposed to worship as a people. So they got their heads together and they said, okay, how can we remember God? What can we do so that our kids don't forget about the Lord? So they put their heads together and they came up with all kinds of ideas. And one person said, hey, I got an idea. Let's do this. Let's build an altar to the Lord right here beside the Jordan. So that as years go by, people will always know that we serve God Jehovah, and that we will get back to Shiloh and worship him when it's time to. And we're going to put this here so we do not forget. And that's the second thing tonight is, kids, we need reminders. Now, how many of you kids here tonight say, I have parents who give me reminders? Anybody like that? Okay, if your hand is in the air, you've got great parents. If your hand isn't in the air, you still have great parents, okay? You just need to realize that you need reminders too, okay? So they were in a position where they said, hey, a reminder is a good thing. You know why we come to church? You know why Brother Scott comes to church? Because I need a reminder. You say, Brother Scott, do you forget things? Oh, I certainly do. I need to be in church just like you do because I need to hear the Word of God and be reminded of things that I need to do and that I ought to do. And so not only do we see that obedience brings blessing, but number two, we see that we all need a reminder. And those 2.5 tribes, they understood that. So they build this altar and they're excited about it. A couple of months pass. Well, the children of Israel, the rest of the tribes, one of them ventured over close to the Jordan. They saw that altar. And they had a choice to make. Am I going to think well of this? Or am I going to think poorly of this? So they look at it. Instead of thinking the best of those 2.5 tribes, they came up with a plan. And they said, you know what I think? I think this altar is an altar to a false god. Come on, let's go back and tell everybody that they're worshiping false religions. It's only been a short time, but let's go do it. And so they didn't think the best. No, they decided to think something else. And so they'll go back. They tell Joshua, said, Joshua, this is what's going on. Can you believe all this stuff that's happened? They're worshiping. They've been gone from us for just a couple of months. And now they're worshiping false gods. And oh, we got to do something about it. So they get a small army together. Oh, go back and read it sometimes. Get Joshua 22. They get a small army together with princes and all sorts of things, officials from Israel. And they say, we're going to put a stop to this. So they ride and they go out and they get close to the Jordan. They cross over and they come to this altar and they meet the 2.5 tribes. There's a little bit of a standoff there. Boy, one of them blows up and says, well, what are you doing with this? You're worshiping false idols. And how could you do this? And so on and so forth. They carry on. And then when everything got quiet, just for a second, the 2.5 tribes said, well, I appreciate you coming over here. But actually, that's meant to remind us about the God that we serve. Not to worship false idols. Now, all of a sudden, I think things probably got pretty quiet there. All of a sudden, the other tribes who automatically thought evil of those 2.5 tribes, well, they began to feel very foolish. So they had to apologize. And you watch it, Joshua 22 and 23, right in there. They apologize to the 2.5 tribes and say, you know what? We didn't think the best of you. We're excited that you have a reminder now. And they went back. That's the third thing. And that is this. We need to think the best of people. You know, sometimes kids, we can get things in our head. Well, that person doesn't like me. Or that person's mean. Sometimes we don't give people the right kind of kindness in our minds. And so we build a wall between ourselves and them. It can be a brother and a sister. It can be a brother and a brother. But I would ask you, kids, tonight, do you think well and good about other people? Because sometimes things are not the way we think they are. All right, so number one, remember these. There's ring pops tonight, I promise you, okay? Ring pops tonight. All right, number one, obedience brings blessing, okay? Number two, not only do we see that, but we need reminders. We all need reminders. And number three, we need to think well of people.